Chinese Communist Party founder Mao Zedong famously proclaimed that women held up half the sky as he sought a greater role for women socially and to help build an industrial labor force. Women did achieve a greater sense of empowerment under Mao, but in recent years there's evidence that some aspects of women's rights in China are in decline. Former journalist Leda Hong Fincher started researching China's real estate market in 2010 and quickly saw strongly entrenched gender norms in home buying. As she details in her book Leftover Women, a government program is encouraging women in an indirect manner to voluntarily give up their rights.
When I was doing that research, there was a very major legal change that happened in August of 2011. The Supreme People's Court issued a new judicial interpretation of China's marriage law. Basically, marital property was common, jointly owned property. Each spouse had equal rights to the property. But effectively, this change said, if your name is not on the marital property deed, then in the event of a divorce, you don't get the property. It was extraordinarily controversial, and there were a lot of women in particular who were very upset about it. In my interviews, I came across quite a lot of women in their mid to late 20s who were highly educated, living in big cities, who would often transfer their life savings over to their boyfriend to finance the purchase of a very expensive home that would then only be registered in the man's name. The more research I did, I realized that this is very common. I came upon the term 剩女, which means leftover women. A lot of these women in their mid to late 20s told me they were very, very anxious to get married because they're at that so-called leftover age.
What makes them feel that they're at a leftover age? Certainly in the West, the age of 27 is not considered to be that old or out of childbearing age.
No, certainly not. In 2007, the All China Women's Federation defined the term 剩女, or leftover woman, to mean an urban educated woman over the age of 27, who's still single. And China's Ministry of Education adopted the term as part of its official lexicon. And ever since 2007, the official Chinese media have been really strongly pushing the term through their news reports and through their columns and commentaries, so that by now, 7 years later, this term is extremely common.
There are many successful women in China who have gone on to become company executives, making large salaries. Why is it that some women feel like they have to give up their education and their money just to get married?
I argue that the existence of a small number of female billionaires is not really representative of the overall situation of women in China at all. So in general, if you look at a wide range of studies over the last few decades, ever since the onset of China's market reforms, there is a huge amount of evidence indicating that women's overall economic status relative to men is really falling. I argue that in many, many ways, women's gains of the early communist era have really eroded relative to men. The government is very worried that these educated women are not going to marry at all, and it really wants these women in particular to get married and have a child.
The one-child policy was not uniform across the country. A lot of people were not subjected to that, but it did have enough of an impact where we have seen a gender imbalance that has grown in China. If there's so many more men than women, why is it hard for women to find a mate?
That's really a very ironic thing about this entire campaign targeting so-called leftover women. Demographically, there are actually tens of millions of men in China who won't be able to find brides. And if you just look at the large cities where the most educated people in China are, the sex ratio imbalance is not necessarily that extreme. The vast majority of homes in China are solely owned by men. And these homes are worth over US $30 trillion. So I argue that Chinese women have really been shut out of what is probably the biggest accumulation of residential property wealth in history.
What are some of these myths that the government is putting out, and why is the government doing this?
There's very widespread sexism in Chinese society. In January of 2007, China's State Council issued a very important population decision. The State Council said that China has a very serious problem with so-called low quality of its population, and that this was going to hurt China's economic development in the future, that China would not have high enough quality population to compete in the global marketplace. And so the government set a key goal of so-called upgrading population quality. So I argue that this leftover women media campaign is closely linked to China's population planning policy. There are women who are resisting the widespread sexism. In spite of the difficulties, women are able to find ways to empower themselves individually or by reaching out to other women. Even though my book may seem rather pessimistic about a lot of facets of Chinese society, I really am very inspired by some of these Chinese women who are really organizing to increase people's awareness of women's situation overall. And also I'm inspired by apolitical women who don't want to get involved in organizing, but they've just made a choice to embrace their lives as a single person. It's really not easy to do that in China, given the current climate. So I'm encouraged by the fact that I have met women who are able to resist this intense pressure. And I hope that over time there are going to be more and more women who are feeling empowered like that.
Leda Hong Fincher is an award-winning former journalist who has been published in the New York Times, among other newspapers and magazines. Her book, Leftover Women, The Resurgence of Gender Inequality in China, is published by Zed Books.